football on Off the Ball.
One game a week is benefiting the coach. You know, United had 13 days to prepare for that game because the team have been so poor in domestic cup competitions. This is a season like no other.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Well, if you're listening to our radio commentary on Off the Ball of Arsenal versus Chelsea, well, I suppose it's a case of, Keith, we watch it so you don't have to, because it certainly wasn't a good one to watch, was it? Finished 2-1 to Arsenal. All they'll care about is the 3 points.
Yeah, that's all that really matters to the Gunners at the end of it. But I echo what you're saying, Steve. I don't think it was a beautiful game when you think of the amount of talent that both teams have in the final third. I thought it was scrappy, it was misplaced, there was a lot of misplaced passing, turning over of possession. A game with not an awful lot of quality, truth be told, but three set pieces, three goals. And from an Arsenal point of view, I've seen this season that Arsenal can be pretty and they can play through the thirds and it can be sexy football, they can open teams up. Can they bite down on the gum shield and just win a derby when it's all a little bit horrible and a little bit scrappy and it's not quite clicking? Can you win that game of football? And Arsenal have done that. So I know people would say Arsenal weren't great, you know, there's errors all over the place. I totally get that, but that's a London derby and that's the second London derby on the bounce and they've won both. So 3 points is what Arsenal want. That's 3 points is what they've got. Although I understand the performance wasn't great, happy to just sweep it under the carpet and move on.
Yeah, and they've responded to that poor run of 7 games where they dropped the 11 points. They got 11 from the 21. But they've responded with back-to-back London Derby wins, most notably last week, a 4-1 pasting of their North London rivals Tottenham. So, you know, there might have been some nerves going into the Tottenham game. And again today, because City had won last night against Leeds United. Mm. And they've responded well. And I'm sure Mikel Arteta will be feeling pretty happy about that.
Yeah, and look, people would say that Arsenal maybe showed that they were under pressure in terms of how they played. Again, it wasn't beautiful. It didn't really click in the final third. But with that amount of pressure, and you could feel it. You could feel the Arsenal fans a little bit tetchy. And when it went 1-1 with the Hincapie OG, you're thinking, oh my God, you know, it's going to be one of them games where Arsenal slightly shaded, but they just can't score the goals. And the goals return will be highlighted again. Victor Gyökeres didn't really get involved in the game too much, although he ran the channels and he did try. You know, I don't remember him really working Sanchez in the Chelsea goal. I don't remember Saka really, you know, poking his head above the periphery and showing us what a player he is. I think it was just one of those scrappy games where you're thinking, look, lads, you're going to have to dig this out somehow. And thankfully, Arsenal did that. Sometimes the tactics board goes out the window. You're not too bothered about, you know, everything that's going on. It's just you're going to have to find a way. And Arsenal found a way. So, again, I don't think you need to overanalyse that. If this was game after game after game, Arsenal were, you know, really poor in terms of their footballing ability, then maybe you'd have to look into it. But Arsenal have been really, really good in terms of the goals they're scoring, in terms of their input off the ball. So, yeah, and just another way to win a game of football.
Yeah, getting that 5-point gap reopened at the top over Manchester City, like psychologically, how important is that going to be for Arsenal?
I think it's important. I don't think it's the be-all and end-all. I honestly still think City will poke their head above. At some point in this race, they will go ahead of Arsenal. I don't think Arsenal will be perfect between here and now. I don't expect Manchester City to be perfect. And with the Champions League coming into play and the EFL Cup final with Manchester City and Arsenal, mentally that could have a big burden on what goes on in the Premier League. So I'm very reluctant to think, like, every game that Arsenal go into, people are saying, they need to win this one, Keith, they need to win that one. Arsenal can afford to lose a game because I don't think Manchester City will be perfect. I think it's going to be a roller coaster between here and the end of the season. And just like today, it's going to be all sorts of pressure. It might not be the prettiest game of football, but you've just got to keep the consistency going. And once Arsenal have that weapon of set pieces, a lot of people like to highlight it as a negative. It's won the game for them today.
Yeah. The one issue, though, coming out of that game is those silly little mistakes. And we saw Zubimendi making one today, and I mentioned to you during the commentary, it was a bit like that mistake he made, like that led Manchester United into scoring in the win for United earlier in the season. And we've seen other players, I think Jurrien Timber made a mistake today, just silly little mistakes, where William Saliba made one as well. You're kind of thinking, if you're going to win the title, you're going to eradicate these between now and the end of the season.
You know, I think it was a game that was riddled with mistakes. You know, when you look at Sanchez playing out from the back, Chelsea more often than not, you're looking at them thinking if they lose this now, they're in massive, massive trouble. And once or twice they did lose it. Sanchez was at the heart of all the bad play that Chelsea were doing. And I look at them and think, if you're an opposition that are setting up to play against Chelsea, you think, right, lads, we'll let them play out at the start, we'll keep it nice and loose, but then we'll come in and we'll close the walls really, really quickly. Chelsea don't seem to have that upturn in tempo all of a sudden. Now we're being pressed now, what will we do? Well, we'll stay at the same tempo and we'll feather ones into the midfield. More often than not, you're going to get your pocket picked. And a lot of teams now, their number one weapon is the press. What are we like off the ball? And Arsenal generally are very good pressing wise. I know once they won it back, it didn't quite click in the final third, but I think both teams were absolutely riddled with mistakes today. And like I say, it wasn't a pretty game of football, but I wouldn't be, you know, saying, oh, Arsenal were full of mistakes today. I think both teams were full of mistakes, and it was a game that probably lacked any real quality in the final third.
It was an unbeaten run for Liam Rowe Senior in the Premier League with Chelsea. That run has come to an end. What have you made of him so far? Are you convinced he's a Premier League level manager?
No, I'm not convinced just yet. I think, now this is off the top of my head, I think the best team that Chelsea have beaten under Liam Rowe Senior is Napoli away. I think the rest of them you're looking at, you know, Charlton, they've had one or two half decent wins within the Premier League, but generally they're teams that you think Chelsea should win that game of football. So the only one I'm looking at thinking, excuse me, Napoli away was a really good performance. The rest I'm not quite sure. Even today against Arsenal, they're banging the game. What Pedro Neto was doing running down that right wing up against Martinelli. You know, as a winger, I've been in that situation where you're running and you're thinking, this fella's on a yellow. And you just start teasing him with the ball and you think, go on, will you be stupid enough to dangle a leg here? And that's exactly what Neto does. He's a Portuguese international, been playing in the Premier League for years. You can't do that. You've just got to run with Martinelli and slow him down and hope somebody comes to help you. When he goes to ground, he does all the giving out in the world, to the fourth official, to the referee. It's a definite, definite second yellow. And the fact that he got the fourth yellow for the send to the referee after the goal, it's just absolutely crazy to me. He's let his team down. And I wouldn't say that Neto being sent off is what, you know, leaned it in Arsenal's favour. I thought Arsenal would have shaded it anyway, but it did have a big burden on the game. And Chelsea's discipline comes back to bite them again.
Yeah, and looking at them in the Premier League table now, they're in sixth position. Mm. So 3 points behind Liverpool, Brentford just 2 points behind Chelsea, and then you've got Villa and United further ahead of them. Could you see them not qualifying for the Champions League? Is that more likely now at this stage?
I'm not sure what to make of Chelsea, to be honest. Like I say, I've been unimpressed with Liam Rowe Senior. I think he's got some players on side, other players are still not too sure of them, and I think the Chelsea fans at this moment in time are not too sure of them. I think United will sneak in there. I think Liverpool are going to get in there, which for me will leave Chelsea looking on the outside, looking in. United, with the amount of games they're going to play, they'll be able to run all over teams come the final sprint of the season. And yeah, I look at Chelsea on paper and I think yes, are capable of so much more. But it's a very, very complicated game plan in terms of playing out from the back and getting the ball into Cole Palmer. Some of the little tactical tweaks were nice, with Caicedo dropping in between the two centre-halves, bringing Palmer in off the wing. Hard to defend against, hard to pick players up, but it breaks down an awful lot as well. So there's two sides to it. And look, I think we should probably hold fire on what we think of Liam Rowe Senior just yet. That Chelsea turnover is absolutely crazy, and he's probably still trying to get a hold of the dressing room.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of dressing rooms, I imagine it was a pretty, downbeat dressing room at Craven Cottage today. That is the away dressing room. Mm-hmm. Tottenham beaten 2-1 today by Fulham in another London derby. And looking at Tottenham now, 16th position, two above the relegation places. There's 4 points separating West Ham, third from bottom, and Tottenham. And in between, you've got Nottingham Forest on 27 points, just two behind Tottenham. I mentioned in the preview, John, I remember 22 years ago when Leeds United went down, everybody was saying, too big to go down, too many good players, it's not going to happen, and they went down. Are Tottenham too big to go down?
No, they're not. And look, this is not an Arsenal fan deciding, look, I'm going to have a little pop at Spurs here because it'll make me feel happy to do so. I don't want Spurs to get relegated. I want Spurs to stay in the league. I love the North London derby. I look forward to it every single season. But Spurs are in a relegation battle, make no bones about it. I look at Nottingham Forest under Victor Pereira. I know they lost today, but their performances have just turned the corner. You're thinking, okay, they look like they have a bit. West Ham, I know they got beat on the weekend as well, but they look like they've got a little bit about them. And you look at Spurs and think, yous are standing still. And if you're standing still, there's every chance you could be caught and overtaken. I expected Igor Tudor to come in and really hit the ground running and, you know, show us a bit of an impact straight away. That hasn't quite happened. And I'm looking at all Spurs fixtures and think, where are the points coming from here? And I know there's a whole host of injuries on paper. They're a fairly good team, but those injuries are really, really starting to hurt them. And Igor Tudor coming in, is it a good decision? Is it a bad decision? Time will tell, but at the minute, he looks to be struggling to get a tune out of that Spurs team as well.
Yep, it's going to be fascinating to see how they get on over the next couple of weeks. And if you're a Tottenham supporter, you can hear your team next week on Off the Ball on News Talk. Phil Egan will be on with Owen Doyle for their game against Liverpool at Anfield. That's next Sunday. And two Sundays from now. And then Manchester United against Aston Villa, myself and Vinnie Perth is the game before that. Lots of League of Ireland action, though. Live and exclusive on Off the Ball next Friday. I'll be at Tallaght Stadium for Shamrock Rovers against Derry City. We'll chat to you then.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.